And this magazine was distributed to households. That's compassion in action because, again, we wanted people to get to know who Jesus is. I just about fell off my chair the other night. I was meeting with a wedding couple. I try to meet with the wedding couples I marry four times. And this couple gave me permission to share this today. And they're a couple in their 20s. They don't really go to church. But we were talking about deal breakers in marriage. What are some deal breakers? And they came up, of course, with addictions, with alcohol, drugs, and pornography. And when I mentioned that, this young guy says to me, "You know what? I couldn't get over this. Our church got, or our house, my house, we got this at the front door of the house, this glossy kind of magazine." And he said, "There was a guy in there. I don't know if you know him. This is this guy talking to me. His name was Harold." I said, "Harold?" I said, "Are you talking about that really kind of nice, big, glossy magazine?" Because I was speechless. And he said, "Yeah." And there was a guy in there named Harold who talked about getting victory over his addiction through Jesus. I could have cried. Like the paralytic, I was rejoicing. Again, a small group of people with big hearts of compassion presented these magazines. This guy isn't a believer yet, but guess what? It impressed him. You know what he said to me? He said, "I got on a chat line and I told all my friends," he said, "I copied out Harold's story. And I told them all of this young guy's friends." Porn is every man's problem, every man's temptation. I thank God today for each of you who got this magazine out, and there's other untold stories. Brian and Linda gave me this book to read. Have you seen it, Dancing on a Razor? Oh, Kyo Dina. What a book this is. It's by Kevin John White. It's an easy read. He's really not an author, but he does get his thoughts out, and if you know what I mean. But Kevin John White is Dr. John White's son. Dr. John White was a psychiatrist, a wonderful Christian in Winnipeg, had a ministry of traveling all over the country and all over the world. His son became a hopeless alcoholic. And I'm not going to belabor this today, but Kevin would kind of follow his dad around and where his dad was speaking. And he was a homeless person. He calls himself a stage 4 alcoholic. He said he flunked out of 15 treatment programs until this couple, Steve Hill and his wife Julie. How many of you know Steve? You bet. Steve is Don and Hill's son. He's a physician. He's in Central Ontario there somewhere. They decided, they met this guy and decided to invite him into their house. A homeless alcoholic. Compassion in action. Isn't that unreal? It so put its mark upon this young guy that he sobered up. Steve and Julie couldn't do it on their own. By the way, they bathed this in prayer, whether they should bring this guy in. They had four teenage kids. They took it to their church, a small Presbyterian church. And when Steve was working, the church sent over a volunteer to stay in the house with Julie, just to make sure that everything, that nothing went missing, no one went through their stuff. And they loved this guy into the kingdom. And he's following Jesus today. Steve and Julie Hill, stretcher bearers for the kingdom of God. Faith has results. Faith has results. Everybody, we see the paralytic praising God and thanking God for his healing, also for his spiritual healing, his physical healing. Isn't that neat? But also, I wonder how the four stretcher bearers felt when they saw God heal that man that they carried and lowered through the roof. How would you feel? Have you had an opportunity to be a stretcher bearer? Where you've shared Christ with someone and seen them accept Christ and start living for him? You know that feeling, right? The crowd, it says in that scripture there, wow, the word spread like wildfire. It did. This man, Jesus, forgave this guy's sins, and he healed him. The guy picked up his bed and walked out of here. God's still doing that today. If you're new to the church here, we need stretcher bearers. There's a ministry here for you. Pray about it. Listen to God stirring in your heart. We need people in all ministries here. We need people to be Stephen ministers. We need people in all our groups in leadership positions. And we serve faithfully. And we leave the results up to the Lord. I don't want to pick on anybody here in the church, but just as I close today, Stuart is one of my heroes. He and Betty see a need in other countries. And they go over and they serve. And Stuart sees the power of God when he's come back here in tears, to see how God could use him and Betty. That's what we're talking about. And I could go around and pick on all of you here today because you are such a valuable part of the ministry, God's ministry here at CBC. You might not even realize it. We have Stuart and his dear wife, Mary. They had a love, a compassion for international students who come to Canada out of their culture. They don't know Jesus, right? Stuart and Mary, wave, because those people can talk to you afterwards if you want to find out more of that ministry. But they have Bible studies. They reach out to people, these students, and out of their compassion, out of their love for Christ, they serve. Some of us can't go overseas, but we support missions. Some of us, if you want to help out locally, there's that baby bottle campaign. It's closing next Sunday. People here in the church, the Chapins are here. Do want to wave as well for people that don't know you, Ross and Kathy. And it's a way of helping people that are going through the crisis of pregnancy. It's right in downtown London. There's baby bottles that we're filling with change. That's compassion in action right here. We have missionaries that we can support. There's many others. And guess what? It's truly amazing. Truly amazing what the Lord continues to do through believers who want to be used by Him. I'm going to close right now. I'm going to ask, are there people you're walking by who are paralyzed? Paralyzed with fear? Paralyzed with anxiety? Are there people in your family? Are there people in your friendship circles? Are there neighbors next door who are going through addiction, divorce, real crisis in their life? I want you to think and to pray about who you could come alongside today and pick up a corner of their bed, pray for them, and take them right into the presence of Jesus and see God's healing hand work upon them. Entitled the message, Never the Same Again. That's what happens. The paralytic was never the same again. The four stretcher bearers weren't. The crowd wasn't. And friends, we aren't. As we allow ourselves to be used by the living God who made the heavens and the universe and created each of us. Okay? Let's pray. God, we thank you today. We thank you for your great love for each one of us, for bringing us here this morning to hear the wonderful things in your word. Lord, thank you that you want us to be hearers and doers of the word. That to live out as Christians, it takes initiative. To live out your truth in this world takes persistence. Sometimes our way is blocked, and we have to use the staircase, and we have to raise the roof. But from initiative comes, is rooted in compassion, based on what you've done for us, Lord. So, Lord, continue to build us up here and overseas, around the world. Lord God, you call us to be stretcher bearers. Show us how. May that tiny seed of faith inside us be used to your great honor and glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And all the people said, Amen. Amen.